How many of y'all had a real close friend and, you know, you shared things with them? You know, you're like, man, you thought you were blood brothers or whatever, you know what I mean? You were willing to die for each other, you know? And come to find out, something happens. And you're like, man, I thought we were tight. How could you betray me? Ooh, that word's strong, isn't it? Betrayal. Betrayal. You know. But man, you know, we went through so much stuff together. I mean, you know, you gave me what was yours, I gave you what was mine, and we were just like, you know, how could you do this to me? It's called the spirit of Judas. Spirit of Judas is betrayal. Ooh. We take it so lightly. But let me tell you something. The spirit of Judas is alive. He's a demon. He's called a spirit of betrayal. And he lurks in the midst of the body of Christ. He'll eat with you, sit with you, talk with you, but betray you. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. Second Timothy chapter 3. Somebody you trusted. Somebody you trusted with your life. Somebody you trusted. But I thought we were tight. It's amazing how man wants to be tight with Jesus and they betray him. Then he doesn't do the things they expect. And he says, well, I thought we were tight. It's called betrayal. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 1 through 9. Would you read it with me? But know this. Come on, everybody read it. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous times, difficult. Are you in the last days?
Yes.
Man, you're in the last hours. In fact, some of us are in the last seconds. Hello? Some of us have already been associating with the spirit of betrayal and haven't made the decision to go all the way with him yet. But you're about to. That's why God's given this message to rescue you. Oh, we bless you, Master. In verse 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty lovers of pleasures, rather than lovers of God. Now check that out. Sounds like some of your neighbors? Having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. Don't hang with them, but expose them. Don't hang with them, because you'll eat the delicacies of the wicked with them. And God will judge them the same way He'll judge you. But we're partners. We're tight. Praise God, you can both go to hell. Hello?
Yep.
But man, our friendship was so important. Well, praise God, you can cook together. Amen? For these are the sort who creep into ministries. and take captive gullible people, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts of what? Money, perverseness, selfishness and greed, rebellion. See, that's not on here, but that's part of the spirit of Judas. They're always learning. Yeah. But never able to come to the truth or the knowledge of the truth. Oh yes, they sit with you in Bible study. They worship with you in worship services. They have a form of godliness. Man, that person's spiritual. Yeah, he sits with you. He'll eat your food. He'll shake your hands. He'll accept anything you have for him. But he's associated with the spirit of Judas, just waiting for the moment to betray you. Whoa. Sounds a little rough, doesn't it? That's what's happening, my brothers.
Amen.
And my sisters. In the body of Christ, there is much Judas. Because they're out for their own selfish gain. And they will go right where he went. Hallelujah. Did you have enough of that? Now Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses. So does these also resist the what?
Truth.
No, I'm going to do it my way. You got to remember, Judas sat with Jesus for a long time. He saw the truth. He even wanted what he had. But he wasn't willing to die for it. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested to all, as theirs also was. It will manifest. The fruits will manifest. The destruction will manifest. The spirit of Judas will be exposed in the body of Christ, because it is a betrayal spirit, and God is moving on that arena right now. Because we're in the Last Supper time. Hello? Oh, to God be the glory. I could go on with the Spirit revealed to me and a lot of things, man, but I'm telling you right now, you're either in or out. You're either in or out, man. In this last move of God, you're either in or out. And I wouldn't want to get caught out. Oh, hallelujah. Go to 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Master. You know, the Word tells us that judgment comes in the house of God before it comes to the earth. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 3 and verses 18 through 23. Praise God. Would you read it with me? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Is everybody there? By this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all. He what?
Knows all things.
He what?
Knows all things.
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Ooh. Doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. See, if you're not doing the things inside you that are pleasing, you can't do the things outside you that are pleasing. Amen? Does everybody understand that? If you're not, you don't have that relationship within, you ain't going to have one without. In fact, you'll be without. Hello? Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. Where do you want to go, Daddy? Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4 while we're here. 1 John 4. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Would you read verses 1 through 6 with me? Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. The word about false prophets is just not about people prophesying. Because the word says anyone who expresses that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior is in the spirit of what? The prophets. It's the spirit of prophecy, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. So they're not talking just about some prophets that are prophesying on street corners. He's talking about believers, false believers. Because the spirit of prophecy is manifested through those who express that Jesus Christ is Lord in their life. And there'll be many who are false, because the word believe means to what?
Follow.
Right. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the what?
Antichrist,
which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and they have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. Wow, do you understand that? If you know God, you're hearing what's coming out of this mouth tonight. If you don't know him, you better start listening. Ooh. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of what?
Error.
The spirit of truth or the spirit of error? One is of the Antichrist, which comes against the move of God, which comes against Christ and those who are in Christ. They are betrayers, aren't they? They will betray you. The Antichrist spirit is a representation also of betrayal. Has everybody got it? Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Glory to God. Okay, let's go to Titus 1. Titus chapter 1. Hallelujah. Is everybody all right?
Hallelujah.
Good night today. In verse 15. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Does everybody see that? Nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they complain, grumble, rebel. In works they what? Deny him. Let me share something with you. When you deny him, you betray him. You're associating with the spirit of Judas. When you deny him, you betray him. That's exactly what Judas did, didn't he? Being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Ooh. Just think about how many times you associated with the spirit of Judas. And God spared us. Amen. He spared us. You know, people who commit suicide are associated with the spirit of Judas. Ooh. Go to 1 John chapter 2. Now, I'm using the word spirit of Judas to give an expression of a character in the natural realm, but truly the spirit that used him was the spirit of betrayal, wasn't he? And his... under the authority of the Antichrist. Has everybody got that? Okay. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the what?
Last hour.
They went out from us. Hello? They what? Went out from us, but they were not of us. Ooh. For if they had been with us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made what? Manifest. That none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. In other words, you know who you're associating with. You either do or you don't. And when you don't know, everybody else around you will tell you who you're associating with. The thing is whether you're willing to receive counsel and get rid of that demon. Because that demon just wants to bring you to hell. It's real simple. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who what? Denies that Jesus is the what? Christ, meaning the anointed one, and his anointing, and an anointing that tells you all things is the Holy Ghost. You're either associating with the one that tells you all things, or the one that lies to you. One or the other. And the one that lies to you will be involved in the betrayal. He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Father, or whoever denies the Son, does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son is the Father also. Oh, to God be the glory. Does everybody understand that? So denial represents associating with the spirit of betrayal. That's exactly what Judas did, didn't he? Amen? Glory to God. Go to 2 Peter 2. But we were tight. How could you do that to me? 2 Peter 2. Some people have co-defendants. They were tight. And the spirit of Judas gets involved and they begin to see who can get out of trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Believe me. Jesus came to expose. You've got to understand something. If you're willing to do things behind closed doors, you're concerned about what people will see. And you're associating with someone, and it's not the Holy Spirit. Oh, don't get me wrong. There are things that have to be done behind closed doors. Do you understand that? But they must be ordained by God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we wouldn't be able to get Bibles in China, would we? Hello? Second Peter chapter 2, verse 12. But these, like what? Natural brute beasts. Made to be what? Oh, they get caught. Everybody gets caught. And destroyed. Speak evil of the things they do not what? They speak evil of things they don't understand and will utterly perish in their own what? Corruption. Oh man, I just don't believe this. And I don't believe that. And it's not of God. And this is this. And this is that. And whatever. Shut up. Repent. Quit bucking and start bowing. Let God be God. And quit associating with the spirit of Judas, whose betrayal. He loves to move people right out of position and eats them up. Speak evil of things they do not understand and will utterly perish in their own corruption and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to coerce in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. Sin means what? Presence of evil, or associated with the presence of evil. Enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. Now there was a prophet that was mad. I didn't get my way. I think I'll be mad. Rebellion is witchcraft. Witchcraft is associated with the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist is associated with the spirit of betrayal. Has everybody got it? Oh, hallelujah. Entice. They have carnal understanding and cannot understand the depths of the Spirit yet. Because they still try to figure it out in the natural mind. But the mind of Christ is the Holy Ghost, not your natural mind. Amen?
Amen.
Go to Isaiah 14. Hallelujah. How would you like to stand before God and hear Him say, traitor? Whew. Traitor. Depart from me, I don't know you. Whoa. You know, people think God is a pushover. He's a loving Father. A loving Father. He's a Father who forgives. He's a Father who gives. He's a Father who chastens. He corrects. He's a Father who takes also when He knows it's not good for you. But He is also a judge when you stand before Him. He'll either be a Father when you stand before Him or a judge when you stand before Him. And I'd rather stand before Him as my daddy than my judge. Hallelujah. Isaiah 14. Glory to the Lamb. And verse 12. Would you read it with me, please? Is everybody there? Isaiah 14, verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. You who weaken the nations. You talk about betrayal. This is where it originated. Does everybody see it? The right hand man of God. The right, whatever. Amen? Lucifer was God's right hand man. He was created beautiful and perfect with wisdom. He was the praise and worship leader of the universe. And he betrayed God. And you know where he's ending up, right? Hallelujah. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation. And the transgression, right? Hallelujah. He sat on the mount of transgression. He still is. On the farthest sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You know, when you deny Christ, that's exactly what you say.
Amen.
You associate with the spirit of betrayal and you say, I'm going to exalt myself above God. Far be it that I should listen to authority. That I should submit to what God, whose God's given over me, or that I should submit to my family or my parents. Far be it, you associate with the spirit of betrayal and you exalt yourself above God. That's the way God looks at it. Amen?
Amen.
Yet you shall be brought down to what? Sheol, that means hell. Yet you'll be brought down to hell, to the lowest depths of the pit. That's where all those who associate with that spirit end up. Has everybody got it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. He is the author of betrayal. Lucifer, who is now Satan, the serpent, the dragon. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 12. 2 Timothy chapter 12. You know, it's really time to get serious. What did I say? I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians 12. And God bless you. Second Corinthians. I'm still going in Timothy, man. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Corinth. And chapter 12 and verse 12. Everybody there?
Amen.
Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you. With all perseverance and signs and wonders and many deeds. For what is it in which you were inferior to the other churches, except that I myself was not burdened some of you? Forgive me this wrong. Now for the third time, I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I did not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you by cunning. Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same what?
Spirit.
Did we not walk in the same steps? Praise God. What was he? They were walking, right? No, they were brothers in Christ.
Amen.
Not betrayers in Christ.
Amen?
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's go somewhere else. God's got a plan here. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Aha, now I'm going to go to 11. Go to chapter 11. And go to verse... chapter 11, verse 13. For such are what? Remember those false prophets are false believers, aren't they?
Amen.
Deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Here we go again. And no wonder, for Satan himself what? Transforms himself into an angel of light. Wow. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. I say again, let no one think me a fool. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. So you got to understand, Satan transforms himself into an angel. People associate with familiar spirits and don't even realize it. Satan loves to come as a familiar spirit. He sends those demons out. They begin to associate with these familiar spirits, but in true reality, these familiar spirits end up becoming betrayal spirits. You know, I can't tell you how many calls I've had in the last 4 days of people who associate with the spirit of betrayal and went the other way. And went the other way. And it blows my mind. They went the other way. And when you turn away from God, you always end up in captivity.
Amen?
Amen. 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 Many of us have been there.
Amen.
When you turn away from God, you will end up in captivity.
Yes.
See, but the devil will try and convince you, oh man, I know once I can get this, things will be all right. No. When you turn away from God, when God has given you opportunity, you will end up in captivity. That's 100% guarantee. That's 100% guarantee. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4. But I want to do it my way. I think Frank Sinatra sang that, didn't he? Something my way. Jesus says you better do it Yahweh. Or hit the highway. Glory to the Lamb. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the what?
Faith.
Some will depart from the truth. Some will depart from the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Giving heed to what?
Deceiving
spirits and doctrines of demons. Well, let me tell you, those demons want to give you their doctrine, don't they?
Amen.
Let me tell you something. When you hear you're all right, you better start spitting that hook out. When you're hearing you're right, you better start spitting that hook out. Because there's only one right. Everyone in this room, including myself, is wrong. There's only one right. And if you're trying to prove that you're right, you're associated with the spirit of betrayal. Because that spirit of betrayal is also associated with the spirit of pride. That means personal reverence into a deadly end. I'm right. No, you're not. You're demonized. Hello. Come on, does everybody understand that? Remember, the Word says you're not fighting flesh and blood.
That's right. Yes.
You're fighting powers of darkness. And that spirit of betrayal is trying to bring division in the body of Christ. He brings rejection and hurt. He brings fear and mistrust. Has everybody got it?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. They fall from the faith, truth. They fall from following. They become betrayers. They follow deceitful lusts. Acts chapter 5. Let's do a couple examples. Acts chapter 5. You remember when we talked about Elisha going to pass the mantle on to his servant, and the servant took the cash? You know? And Elisha said to him, you know, it wasn't time to take the money yet. But there would be a time. Does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
But his servant wanted to take the money now. And then he lied to Elisha. And of course, he got leprosy and died. One of Satan's greatest ploys is money. It's money. It's the number one fall besides cigarettes. And the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Or for some, the same sex. Hello. But sex. Where did I say to go? X5. Glory to God. Don't be offended, just repent. Acts chapter 5 and verse 3. But Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to what? Lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself. Let me tell you something. When you associate with the spirit of betrayal, you'll find yourself lying. To protect yourself. Or to keep what's not even yours. While it remained, was it not in your own? Was it not in your own power, in your own authority? Couldn't you have changed it? Okay, so you wanted to keep some back. Okay, couldn't you have been honest about it? But yet you lied. And because you lied, and after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to what?
Men.
Who have you lied to?
God.
Ooh. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. That was it. Say goodnight. See ya. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. One day that's going to happen here. And great fear is going to hit. Because people are playing with God. You're going to hear it. Somebody's going to lie to Holy Ghost. Think that they're lying to man. And they're going to drop dead. And fear will go rampant through the body of Christ. Could be. I haven't heard of it yet. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, I've heard of, yeah, you're right, I have. I've heard of some of that happening in a pulpit. I've heard of a person getting struck by lightning in a pulpit. Yeah. Microwaved at the pulpit. Praise God. Go to Matthew 16. So you see, when you begin to associate with the spirit of betrayal, you begin to lie. Somebody got it?
Amen.
Matthew 16. Hallelujah, how are we doing? Glory to the Lamb. Matthew 16. Oh, thank you, Master. In verse 21, from that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Now listen, Lord, I know what's really going on and I'm going to help you. How many times have you tried to help God? Hallelujah. Saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall happen to you. But he turned and said, Peter, get behind me, Satan. What? I thought we were tight. And what you doing being rebuking me like this? I thought we were tight. He wasn't talking to Peter, was he?
No.
He said, Satan, get behind me. That spirit of betrayal is right there, Peter. I know you don't see him, but he's trying to get to me. You are an offense to me, for you are mindful of, you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man. When that begins to manifest around you, when you begin to hear things about more things of man, yourself, instead of God, you're associating with the spirit of betrayal. If you start doing but, if, how, where, when, repent. And get rid of that spirit. So you're still living in justification the way you are? You need to repent big time. You know, when I minister in the jail, I share some of them, they only got a $50 bail or a $100 bail and they can't even get out. Because that's where God wants them. Can't even get out. I got nowhere to go. Can't do this, can't do that. Let me tell you something. Usually that's a sign of last chance. Last opportunity. Because what will happen, God will let you go. And you may not make it home. It's usually a sign of last chance. And Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself, but don't deny Jesus. See, when you deny yourself, you exalt him. When you deny him, you exalt you. That means you associate with the spirit of betrayal. Take up your cross and what? Follow me. You're either going to follow or betray him. You'll sit at his table and eat. But eventually, you'll betray him if you're associated with that spirit. See, this is where we're to check ourselves in rebellion. Amen? You're associated with that spirit. Grumble, complaining, everything else. You're looking at everybody else's garbage when your fruit stinks.
Come on.
Associate with the accuser of the brethren. Man, did you hear what such and such? You need to do this and this and this and this. And you can't even do it yourself. Huh. Can't even keep your own fruit growing right. You're still drinking and eating the delicacies of the wicked. Amen?
Amen?
That means you're associated with the spirit of betrayal. And it's going to manifest eventually. Listen, this message tonight is to expose the spirit of betrayal. Not to bring condemnation and guilt. Amen?
Amen?
Glory to the Lamb. Mindful of the things of man and not the things of God. When you come first, you're in trouble. He must be first.
Amen.
Some people try to manipulate God. Amen. Well, let me share something with you. Some people come into the discipleship program to try and get out of trouble.
Amen.
They don't realize if they don't get right with God, they're going to be in more trouble than when they came in. You can't manipulate God. And it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of God Almighty. Like I said, you'll either stand before Him as Father or as Judge. That's when He'll say, my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Or depart from me, I don't know you. Matthew 10. All to God be the glory. And when he, Jesus, had called his 12 disciples to me, gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. And now the names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simeon, or Simon, who was called Peter; Andrew, his brother; James, the son of Zebedee; John, his brother; Philip, Bartholomew; Thomas; Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus and Lebeus, whose surname was Thaddeus; Simon the Canaanite; and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. You notice his name was last. His name was last. Hello. And he was the one that was going to what? Betray him. Now we got to remember something. Jesus gave them all the same power, didn't he? He said, go out and raise the dead, cast out devils. They all had this. Even Judas had the same power. He walked in the anointing of God Almighty and still chose to betray him. Judas laid hands on the sick and they were healed. He cast out devils. He was trusted enough to be the treasurer. but chose the way of man instead of the way of God. Amen. He's still man. Listen, everyone in this room has the power to choose, no matter what. You used to have a choice to lift your hands and praise God. You used to have a choice to say no. Everyone in this room has a choice to turn from evil. Everyone has a choice in this room to do the right thing. Depends who you're associating with. Who are you going to listen to? All to God be the glory. John 12. Blessed be the name of the Lord. John chapter 12. Verses 1 through 8. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, who he had raised from the dead. Praise God, he went to visit someone he raised from the dead. They invited him over for dinner. At least that would be the least they could do. There they made him supper, praise God. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. I bet he sat as close as he could. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil, spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" Judas just did not want to go with the flow. Well, he always had an excuse to not go with the flow. Spirit of betrayal. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but he cared for himself. But because he was a thief and had the money box and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial." Let me share something with you. Judgment always doesn't come instantly. "For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Now Jesus knew, didn't he? Amen. But he just let it ride. He just let the course run, didn't he? Oh, you got to do that sometimes when you become an officer in the body of Christ. You can only correct someone and counsel someone so much, and then the Holy Spirit says, "Back off and let the course run," so they can eat more dirt and realize where they've been. I get a lot of calls of people eating dirt who keep rejecting counsel. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Galatians 5. Galatians chapter 5. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7, please. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me? "You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the what?" Whoa! "A little leaven." Oh no, this persuasion does not come from him who calls you. "A little leaven leavens the whole lump." Let me tell you something. You give the devil any opportunity, that's all you have to do is give him a little bit. Just a wee bit. You've got to be careful of what you speak. Amen. You must be careful what you touch. You must be careful where you go. Like I said, when he tells you, "You're all right," I'm all right. You're not all right. Amen. Hello? Amen. You're not all right. You've got to be careful. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Just a little leaven leavens the whole lump. That's all it takes. It's one seed of corruption. That's all it takes. One seed to grow and bear fruit. And the next thing you know, you're eating the delicacies of the wicked. You're associating with the ways of the world, and you're looking for pleasures and desires of the world, and you've just betrayed your Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have confidence in you in the Lord that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. Whoa. Matthew 26. Users of God. Let me share something with you which is very important. After you get the revelation, you get a revelation from God. Man, you know the Lord touched you. He gave you a revelation. You know God. He's there. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Then you know what happens? The revelation wears off. It begins to wear off. It begins to wear off. Man, God spoke to me. He did this. All right. Then it begins to wear off. There's no more God did this or God did that. It's I. Now you begin to shake hands with the spirit of betrayal. Hey, man, when are we going to do it? Just a matter of time. Do you betray? Just a matter of time. When the revelation wears off, that's when the familiar spirit's there. That's when the spirit of betrayal is there. And he starts enticing with the ways of the world again. He starts reminding us of our past and the good things we used to have in the past. When they were actually torment. And didn't even realize it. See, he won't tell you about the hangover. He tells you about the night before it. He doesn't tell you about the torment of no money and the betrayal of your own family. But he'll tell you what a good time you had that night. But he's waiting for you. He's waiting. Does everybody understand that? You got to be careful when the revelation wears off. That's when he's waiting. That's when you got to seek God and get a new one. That's your responsibility. You know, the Holy Spirit keeps saying it for the last yesterday and today. Everyone must work out their own salvation. See, I see many people go. I see many people come. And it rips my heart apart. And the Lord heals me by that scripture. He says, Guy, they're not your responsibility. You're to do what you're supposed to do. And then you're to come back to me. Everyone must work out their own salvation. Amen. Everyone must work out their own salvation. Amen. Everyone in this room is accountable for himself. Amen. And not for anyone else.
Amen. Amen.
All praise be to God. What did I say to go? Matthew 26. We're getting there. Because see, the devil always tried to torment. Oh, it was something I could have done. Sometimes, yes. Amen? Sometimes there is something we could have done. Hello? Remember, our responsibility is to expose wickedness. I do it every Tuesday night. Praise be to God. And much during the week too. You know, not everybody gets to see how much is exposed. Amen. But that's our responsibility. Is to expose. Right? Or if I don't, then your blood's on my hand. I'm accountable to tell the truth and to expose. Or I'm accountable for your fall. Hello? That's why Jesus was manifested, right? Amen. He came to what? Manifest the truth. To tell people. Praise God. Matthew 26, and verse 14. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" Oh, dear God. I mean, he went after it, trying to work a deal out. See, he had already associated with the spirit of betrayal. Now he was trying to figure out how the plan was going to work out. See, when the devil convinces you to make your mind up to serve him, and you don't even think, you know what happens? People don't even realize they've already made their mind up to serve him. What he does is, that's all he does is bring you to you. How can I do this? And sometimes the money's already spent before you even get it. Amen? Sometimes the money's already spent before you even get it. Oh man, I need these. I really don't need these, but I have a little extra money, so I think I'll bless myself. When God may be trying to say, hold on to that so I can expand my kingdom. Hold on to that. There's someone in need that I'm going to run across your path that's going to need some food, whatever it may be. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. We're getting there. What are you willing to give me if I deliver him? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver, which wasn't that much money. For some, it was a lot. So from that time on, he sought opportunity to betray him. People begin to seek opportunity to betray him. Why? When you seek opportunity to deny him or to stop or complete what he has given you to do, you betray him. Amen? People begin to walk away from their calling. Go back to the world. They betray him. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Oh, go to John 13. John 13. Let me tell you, when you stand before Father, you can't do no button. There ain't no buttons. John 13. And verse 21. John 13, verse 21. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in his spirit and testified and said, most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about who he spoke. Now there was one leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it? And Jesus answered and said, it is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And having dipped the bread, Jesus is still given, even though he knows he's his betrayer. Believe me, there's so many times when I know somebody's going to betray, and the Lord still says, give. Brings death to me. Brings death to me. I want you to give. But Dad, you know exactly what's going to happen when you give it. You know. You know, brings death to self. Amen? Brings death to self. Praise God. Why? Because you're being molded in His image. Praise God. Where am I? Thank you. Praise God. Yes. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now, after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. See, when you give, Satan enters. Do you understand that? Because the person actually thinks he's getting away with it. Now Satan has control. What you've just done is turn him over to Satan. Okay, he's yours. That's what the Lord does when he says, let the course run. You're actually turning that individual over to Satan. And the course runs. Here, go ahead. Does everybody understand? So if you come in my office and you're begging for something, I say, here, go ahead. You better think twice. That's only if you're begging. Okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. That's right. Thank you. What chapter? Okay. Praise God. And Satan answered him. Okay, John 13. Okay, let's keep going. But no one at the table knew for what reason. Oh, no. Go back to verse 27. Now, after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said, do what you do, do quickly. There's sometimes when I say to the Lord, after somebody, whatever, I say, Lord, please, what you're ever going to do, do it. Let it happen quickly. So the person can fall quickly, eat dirt, and get back up. Amen. Okay, my name was nice. But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus had said to him, buy those things we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Having received the piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 26 again. I want to go back to Matthew 26. I hope you're all taking good notes. I may need them. Matthew 26. Glory to God. And verse 47. Hallelujah. Jesus is in the garden, and while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him. Betrayed with a kiss. That's like betrayed with a handshake. Betrayed with a thank you. Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, greetings, Rabbi. Hi, I'm your friend. And kissed him. But Jesus said to him, friend. He didn't call him brother. Friend, why have you come? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Of course, the Lord bent over and picked it up and put it back on his head. Jesus was betrayed in the garden, but he also overcame in prayer. Do you understand that? If you do not have a prayer life, you will not be able to overcome. Amen. You won't overcome without a prayer life. That's the first thing the devil starts to lure you away, is prayer. No prayer, no power. Amen. Oh, but I went to church and I go to Bible study. No power. Always learning and never able to come to the truth. No prayer, no power. Amen? That's where you overcome, is in prayer. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew 27. So Judas betrays Jesus. They come and take him away, right? Sat at his table, ate with him, shared the same piece of bread. And verse 3, then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the money, the 30 pieces of silver, to the chief priests and the elders. He got snagged. Oh my God, I didn't know it was going to end up this way. Ooh. You know what? I'm going to try and get myself out of this. Maybe if I return the money, too late. You already sowed. You'll reap what you sowed. Too late. But maybe, saying to the chief priests and the elders, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what is this? What is that to us? These are the chief priests. You see? To it. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. But the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because they are the price of blood, because they paid someone to hit somebody. Do you understand that? They were no different than the gangsters that pay someone to kill someone. And they couldn't, and now they thought they were so holy that they couldn't use the money. Oh man, we can't use this money and take it out of the treasure. Let's go buy a piece of property. We can't keep it in the temple. God might get angry. That money was accursed. That's right, it's called blood money. That's where that name comes from. Right there. And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Hello? Praise God. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, and the Lord directed me. Praise God. Remember, betrayal always leads to self-destruction. When I share with you the spirit of suicide associated with the spirit of betrayal, go to Acts 1:18. Praise be to God. Acts 1:18. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all of his entrails or testicle or intestines gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that the field is called in their own language something. Al-Kadama. That is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. Believe me, every one of us can be replaced. Amen. Amen. Every one of us can be replaced. Go to Luke 22. Luke 22. Verse 31. And the Lord said to Simon, 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 indeed Satan has what? Asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. You know, he's asking for each and every one of us.
Amen.
To sift us as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you deny three times that you know me. And he said to them, when I sent you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything? So they said, nothing. Nothing. People betray the Lord because they don't get what they want. Well, you know, it just didn't work out the way I wanted it to. So they turn their back on him. And they betray him. I've had guys that have been in our program in the jail. And they be doing good. And they come back from court and they just got sentenced to the Department of Corrections for a few years. The next thing, they don't come to the classes no more. You know why? They didn't get what they wanted. You know what they just did? They betrayed him. They tried to use God, and you can't. He's to use us. Hallelujah. So Satan desires to sift you. Amen. Go to Psalm 50. Psalm 50. Hallelujah. Psalm 50. Verse 16. Psalm 50 and verse 16. But to the wicked God says, what right have you to declare my statutes? Or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? In other words, individuals who refuse counsel. When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brethren. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you. But I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. Ooh. Go to Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2. Let the word speak for itself. Malachi 2. Now this is very powerful because everyone in here has been called to be a priest. And now, O priest, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, if you will not take it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you. Some of us need to get rid of some of these curses. I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. So some of us have been blessed with a lot of things. Let me tell you something. When you start walking out of the ways of God, those things that He blessed you with will become a curse. And they'll be the stumbling block to you instead of an asset to you. And I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you did not take it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your descendants, spread refuge on your faces, the refuge of your solemn feasts, and I will take you away with it. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi, which is the priest, right, may continue, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him, one of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth. That's with us priests, right? Amen. And injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and turned many away from iniquity. For the lips of a priest shall keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth. For he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts, but you have departed from the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law. So we as priests must be careful, right? Amen? You cannot become a betrayer. When you begin to associate with that spirit, man, you need to get rid of it. You need to have the discernment. Amen? It opens the door, doesn't it? I want to finish off with this last scripture. Go to Hebrews 11. Glory to the Lamb. The Holy Spirit speaking to you? Praise God. You can thank Him for rescuing you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me see, where am I going? Hebrews, I think it's chapter 11. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, I'm trying to find out where I'm going. Oh, here it is. Chapter 10, I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 10. In verse 35. Would everybody read this with me, please? Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. So we all have a choice, don't we?
Amen.
Amen? Be careful what you associate with. The spirit of Judas is running rapid. He's out to betray. Don't betray your King and your Lord. Don't walk away from Him. Stand strong. Stand strong. Don't let money and worldly possessions and lust move you out of the way. Expose what is wicked. And humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and He'll exalt you in due time. Be truthful before Him and before man. And let the glory of the Lord rest upon you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And everybody said...